goes through the crucible unscathed.
Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are. On this very planet we call Earth, we welcome you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission on this very day. Today's date is, as always, the second day of, no, it is the third day actually. Today is the third day of February in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time here now standing at 8 minutes past 9 p.m. in the evening. We are coming to you over an hour late. We do apologize for that. And we do have a very valid reason. The reason being that we have been struggling with our connectivity for a very long time, but we have managed to rectify the problem. I believe we are not going to encounter any more difficulties this evening, but we are keeping our fingers crossed. These are the things we have to do here in order for us to broadcast, because Radio Biafra is being listened to all over the world. And the corrupt individuals whom we are against, all of them that are criminally minded, criminally possessed, those of them who are predisposed to the looting of national treasury, they call themselves politicians. These people are the ones that we're against, and they are doing all they can to stop us. They will do all within their powers to stop us, and will do everything we can to frustrate that very effort. And this evening is no exception. Therefore, please do graciously accept our apologies for coming to you very late. Not a fault of ours, but we are struggling, and we are putting plans in place to ensure that we bypass all this nonsense in the zoo. Very, very shortly, we'll be able to cut them out completely and still be able to broadcast, because we are Biafrans. Nothing is impossible where we are. We do all we can to ensure that this very gospel of God in heaven, this Chukwu Abiam sent and blessed gospel, must be preached on this very platform. Therefore, I must welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those in the far eastern part of the world, who for them, Biafra is the only way out. Biafra is the only hope. If you are a Biafran, you're in China, you're in Thailand, you are in Indonesia, you are in Malaysia, you are in Taiwan, you are in Hong Kong, this is the only way out for you in terms of decent living, in terms of honor, in terms of integrity, in terms of dignity, most importantly dignity, the dignity of life, because our people are dying every blessed day in the hands of the security services in all of those parts that I've just mentioned. We value your lives, and the best thing for you to do, all of you together collectively, is to make sure you attend Biafra meetings, make sure you belong to a family, make sure you identify yourself as a Biafran family member. That is the only way you can guarantee that this same Biafra will come. You'll be able to come back home here and be able to enjoy all that life has to offer, because Biafra will be a civilized nation. We will be the very first people in this part of the world to be regarded as truly civilized people. Therefore, I must once again welcome each and every one of you. I must, as always, offer praise to Chukwu Abiam for his kindness and his mercy, his love, his endurance towards us, because without his grace and his mercy, we wouldn't be here today. Every honor, every adoration, every praise, all that we are today and will be forevermore, we dedicate unreservedly to the greatness, the magnificence, and the holiness of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiam. That in the end, all honor and glory may go to him and not to man. That is why I will welcome all of you, and that is why I will ask Chukwu Abiam and his infinite mercy to make sure that he sustains and guides each and every one of you as we embark once again this very evening from here in Biafra land upon this very wonderful journey. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. We are live and direct on this very day. Today's date is Tuesday, the third day of February 2015. And the time is 11 minutes past 9 p.m. in the evening. I welcome all of you. It is the same number of minutes past 8 p.m. in London. And also the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are. In fact, it's just gone 12 minutes past 9 p.m. here, which means it is 12 minutes past the top of the hour, irrespective of wherever you are. We are welcoming all of you. Those of you in Mexico, those of you who happens to be in Canada, those of you in Malaysia that rang me today that said you now start attending family meetings, those of you in Russia, those of you in Ukraine, the ones in South Africa, the ones in Angola, those of you in Democratic Republic of Congo, those of you in Togo, the ones in Ghana, the ones in Senegal, the ones in Ivory Coast, right across the face of this very planet, we have not forgotten those of you in Morocco. We have not. Even the ones in Egypt, who have not forgotten you people. The ones in Israel, you must continue to pray for us. You must continue to pray and make representation to Chukwu Abiyama to continually have mercy upon our lives. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of heaven, of Chukwu Abiyama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, the reason why we are here is to preach this very gospel. The reason why we must continue to be here is to ensure that in the end, Biafra comes. Not just in peace, but in pieces, because Biafra will come regardless of what man does. Because the coming of Biafra will signify to, with all intents and purposes, or to all intents and purposes, the grace, the presence, and the holiness of the Most High God Chukwu Abiyama. Because through Biafra, the world will once again know the greatness of the Lord of hosts. That is why we do what we do. And that is why I am 100% convinced and sure that Biafra will come. Wherever you are, you must join us. If you have not supported this very effort, you must seriously consider doing so, because our work is immense. We are broadcasting on CHK 97.6. We also happen to be on satellite, on 7 satellites. As a matter of fact, we are also online on radiobiafra.co. We are on ipob.org. We also happen to be on radioforest.net. We are on TuneIn. You cannot look for us if you're online with your mobile phone, with your tablet, with your laptop, with your mainframe computer. Anything you have that has internet access should be able to receive Radio Biafra. That is why the whole world is listening, and that is why we are exceptionally formidable. I believe, I don't know who I have on the line, if it's the barrister or whoever it is. Can you please confirm, Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, director. It's me.
Thank you very much, please, Barrister. Proceed. The world is listening. I do apologize. Of course, I have apologized for us coming late. It is all that teething problem we've been having with our connectivity, because they are hacking us to death, Barrister. But we have overcome them once again. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Barrister.
And good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We come on now, though we came out a bit late, but Director has explained the reasons why. Is just to make sure that your hearing is not distorted, and what we are broadcasting here on Radio Biafra is also heard very well. So it is practicable that we do things very well rather than to rush because of time, and in the end, everything just came to nothingness. We are happy, we are late, but we'll broadcast, we'll meet up with the time. We are here with you, and we invite all of you, those who are with us and those who are coming to join us, with all your devices. We thank your listenership, and we believe in you, just like you have believed in us all these years. We can never stop talking about Biafra, because we know that is our only hope and that's our only destination. Biafra will never crumble, regardless of those who are dashing out. As you are dashing out, many more are coming in, because Biafra is the nation that we have to uphold, is the nation that we have to serve, and is the nation that brings all Biafrans together. Wherever you are, we call upon you to get yourself together and be prepared to talk to us, bring your initiatives, your ideas, and not those who are coming here to distract and destroy what we are building. Biafra must come, and the time is speeding up. The zoo is crumbling, they are fighting each other, destroying whatever they see in their own path, but we will not allow them to come down to Biafra land. And those who are there, they're supposed not to be there, they have to be. Without the way, they have to go away. We kept quiet all these years. They are killing us, destroying churches, destroying mankind, and destroying anything that belongs to Biafra. We can no longer go quiet. We have to react at some point. And that particular point is coming very soon. We welcome all of you here on Radio Biafra. We thank you once again, and we hope you join us effectively. Back to you, Director.
Thank you very much. The very unmistakable voice. We have missed his voice, but of course, Barrister is back, as I told you he would. Our people do not abandon ship here. We are very resolute. We are determined. We are exceptionally consistent, and that is why Radio Biafra is indeed formidable right across the face of the earth. I know some people were panicking, thinking, oh my God, is this thing going to happen today? Of course, we are here, and we are live, and we are direct. Here we worship Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty. Here we do not know corruption. We are beyond. We have outgrown corruption. We can never ever be corrupted. It is impossible. It is inconceivable. Instead of us to become corrupted, we drink poison and die. Instead of us to compromise our effort, we will hang ourselves. We will go and get a rope and hang ourselves. Instead of us to become corrupt, Chukwu Abiama in heaven will remove our lives, because we have sworn in his holy name to remain incorruptible. Incorruptible. Incorruptibility means you can never ever be bought over with anything material or otherwise. You can never stop what you're doing. In as much as Biafra is concerned, we are incorruptible. Our record proves it. We don't know corruption. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself, without blemish. Heaven can bear us witness to that. That we do not change. Men change. I have some soldiers who are in training camp. Their brain cannot sustain jungle life. And they say, please excuse us, we want to run away. We cannot take this anymore. And I said, because you are not soldiers. You were not born. You are not part of the 100. You can never be. I need men and not boys. I need people who can understand that what we are doing is not a child's play. That is why our recruitment is arguably one of the toughest you can ever imagine. Mental toughness I'm talking about. And I'm a good quack will be. Mental toughness. You have to be very, very resourceful and mentally strong. If you are not, you cannot belong to the army of Biafra. That is why today we have had to excuse 4 people to leave, because mentally they can't take it. This is not a project run by someone like Owazurike. We have not come to share money and to share kidnapping ransom. No, we don't do that here. On Radio Biafra, we are resolute. Absolutely resolute. On IPOB, you have men and women right across this very planet willing to do all that it will take to ensure the coming of Biafra in truth and honesty. Very, very critical. Exceptionally important we imbibe these messages coming from this very platform, because this is where the fountain of life flows from. From this very tabernacle, from this very platform, from this very place where we disseminate this very gospel that Chukwu Abiama asked us to come down here to preach. If not for heaven, we will not be here. We don't do anything by our own might, our own strength. We do it because heaven commanded us to do it. That is why we will not go back on what we are doing. That is why we will never ever give up. That is what we mean by no retreat and no surrender, Biafra or death. Either we get Biafra or we all perish. There is no middle ground. And Biafra is going to come, because Chukwu Abiama said so. I welcome you once again, and I will now proceed to bring you our news headlines and accompanying the summary, having heard from the very main barrister himself this very evening, where once again I must reiterate very unreservedly our apologies for coming to you late, because we had to ensure that our systems are working perfectly well. The frustrations associated with the intermittency of our broadcast in the past few days have been giving us sleepless nights. It's been exercising our minds. We have not been able to rest. We are trying to deal with this very problem decisively, and I'm grateful to Mazi Ofoma, Chukwu the Ofoma from Australia, our benefactor, for coming up with the solutions to which, once we apply ourselves, we'll be able to arrest this very problem once and for all. But this evening, you must bear with us. We have come to you late, but all the same, we are here. And this is Radio Biafra. You must understand, you must bear with us. We are the only people broadcasting on 3 spectrums at the same time, on CHK 97.6, also on satellite, and we are also online, doing so live in the process. When our lines open, you will call us, and when you do so, when we pick up your call, believe you me, the whole world will be able to hear your voice live and direct. And at the same time, Radio Biafra is the largest indigenous broadcaster anywhere on this very planet. Radio Biafra is the most listened to radio broadcaster coming out of Africa, and I have the facts to prove it. I said the largest radio station coming out of sub-Saharan Africa. There is no other one. That is why the whole world flocks to listen to what we are saying. They come here to partake and to participate in this very gospel of life itself. That in the end, Biafra may come, that all honor and glory may belong to Chukwu Abiama and not to man. This is Radio Biafra. I will therefore proceed very, very gingerly this evening to present to you once again our news headlines and accompanying news summary. You must bear with us. Our lines will open in good time, and you must please try to persevere. I will make up for the lost time. I do promise you that. Protesters have now stormed INEC office demanding election postponement. As we said, everything we preach on Radio Biafra comes to pass. Everything we talk about comes to pass. People are listening to Radio Biafra. They are now beginning to understand. That is why having a radio station like Radio Biafra is very, very critical. Because African people, English is not their first language, especially for those people unfortunate enough to be colonized by the British. All the, you know, animal kingdoms created by the British, with monkeys and baboons and apes inside them. Because English is not the first language of the people here, those that write the news, those that read the news, those that analyze the news do not present it in a way where it makes sense to ordinary people. That is what Radio Biafra does. And that is why we are unique. We are the only broadcasters in the whole world that has this format of news presentation. And that is why anytime black people listen to Radio Biafra, they begin to learn. They key in into what we are doing. Of course, if you can look beyond, you know, all the banal insults, as the way some of them put it, you are insulting us. And I said, where you are cleaning toilet and you're a security guard. Are you not insulting yourself? You are looking after an old white man or old white woman. Is that not an insult to yourself? Who are looking after your parents? Then you'll understand what insult means. Protesters have now stormed INEC office demanding election postponement. People are now being educated as to what it means, as to what this very election being planned for the 14th of February portends for everybody. If that election goes ahead, men will die. Mark it down somewhere. Mark it down somewhere. And I'm also very happy, as we shall report later, that our people have now heeded the call from Radio Biafra, and they have started to come home. And before anybody rises up to try to claim credit for the police, we must make it abundantly clear that it was Radio Biafra from time that started the timely, I should add, timely call for our people to return home. But today, they are leaving Kano in droves. They are abandoning sheep, and they are running back. Some of them are locking up their shops. They are locking up their houses, and they are running back home because people will no longer buy their houses. People are now coming back to Biafra land. And that is what we want to see. And it is happening. And you will now begin to understand, as somebody quite brilliantly summarized what we have been preaching on Radio Biafra. I forgot, I think it's Yagazi or whatever his name is. Very beautiful summary of what Radio Biafra have been preaching for a very long time. That the difficulty and the problem we have is that we never ever plan in advance. Biafran people, Igbo people especially, do not plan in advance for anything that concerns the interest of all of them. When it comes to their individuals or family or their clan, they may do something. But collectively as a race, we never plan. Somebody asked me a few days ago, why do you think you are finding it very difficult to command our people the way that His Excellency did between 66 and 1970? And I said to him, because I do not have the power of incumbency. I don't occupy any political office. And because of that, our people tend to gravitate towards patronage, where they feel very important, where they think they are going to be patronized. That is the difficulty that they have, and that is the problem we have as a people. Because Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwujuku was in office, he was inside an office trying to make things happen. That is why people followed him. I am not a governor. Why do you think the amount of people that went to Willie Obianor's remembrance, Igbo remembrance in Awka, compared to the amount of crowd we pulled at Enugu, 30th of May? Why is that? Because Obianor can give you rice and potato and give you tomatoes, tin tomatoes. But we can't. It's called the power of incumbency. And of course, the preoccupation of our people with the need of the stomach being satisfied first before the need of the spirit. That is also a problem. But we are getting there because our people are responding in droves. Some are still secret listeners, and I ask them to please come out if you're a secret listener. Stop being secretive about it. Come out and say, I am listening to Radio Biafra, and I wish to participate. I wish to support this very effort, because up until now, you have never in your whole life heard or seen anything like Radio Biafra before. Or IPOB, you have never before. In everything that we do, we are number one. The first people to remember our dead heroes all over the world, the same day, the same time. No group of people did it before us. IPOB did. And the whole world stood still and knew that at last Biafra is here. I must continue to give you the news headlines, but today we are reporting that protesters storm INEC office, demand election postponement. People are now learning. When we say we are formidable, this is what we mean. People listen to Radio Biafra, they do something about it. They do something about it. Because the conditions are not right for elections. People do not have voter registration cards. Polling stations are not being prepared. There is violence every blessed day. Britain must understand that their creation, this monstrosity, this absurdity, they called Nigeria, can no longer be sustainable. It cannot be. Nobody in their right mind can come out to support this very edifice of corruption, edifice of graft, this very edifice of half-baked, dim-witted people running this very place as if it is their own personal fiefdom. Any idiot can get up and speak. As long as you can pay a newspaper editor 5,000 naira, they will publish whatever rubbish you have coming. They don't carry out investigative journalism. The only person that tried it here now is dead. His name is Delegiwa. Delegiwa preached the truth, I must tell you. Delegiwa was one of a kind. But the type of genre that he spawned whilst he was alive, they couldn't continue. Nobody went into investigative journalism or tried to ask any questions. People reported what the president was doing, where he was eating, what he was wearing, or what the wife is doing. Rubbish. Babangida killed Delegiwa, and everybody kept quiet about it. The British knew that Babangida was responsible for the death of Delegiwa, but everybody kept quiet. Why did he keep quiet? Because you are all black people. Today we have tweeted. Today we have remembered those that died at the Zoo River, and also having called for our brothers and sisters in detention to be released. We are calling on the Zoo government to release them. If you have not tweeted today, you owe us a tweet, and you must do so as we are live on air this very evening from here in Biafraland. Don't panic or leave the north, according to Okorocha. Okorocha is telling Igbo people, don't panic or leave the north. The same thing that happened in 1966 that led to the slaughter of 300,000 people in cold blood in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. This same man has come again. Okorocha is telling you stay in the north so they can kill you because he wants to run for election, God knows, in 2029. I can't understand. But he's an Igbo man. What do you expect? Or an Igbo Hausa, as the case may be. He wants you to die. That is why he wants you to stay there, because he knows that if you come back, you bring the tales of what Hausa Fulani is doing to you. And all of those people in Idah thought they will now understand that Rochas is a fraud. That is something they don't want to see. That is something they don't want to hear. That people are coming back and telling you how Hausa Fulani people are killing them. And Okorocha is asking you to vote for an Hausa man. That is why he's asking you to stay there and die in that very place. And we are asking you to come down. And I'm very grateful that our people have now responded, because they have started coming back. As Arewa Consultative Forum, that is the forum of Northern Elders, and the Awosan and the Fulani, Awosa Fulani group, condemns Jonathan Kinsman attack on T.Y. Danjuma. Theophilus Danjuma is a coward. Theophilus Danjuma was the person who killed Aguironsi. Theophilus Danjuma is the man who owns all your wealth. And because Arewa, meaning Hausa Fulani, because they don't want to lose their grip on oil, that is why they're coming out to condemn what is being said by the Niger Delta militants, who I support them in toto, completely and totally, what they have said. There is nobody from Igbo land who can say that apart from Radio Biafra, of course. The other man they said is fighting for Biafra was Riko Nyoshi. Once you're compromised, you cannot speak the way we do. People say, oh, look at them, you are compromised. I said, because you're a fool. You don't understand when somebody is compromised. Once you become compromised and you can no longer say the things you used to say before, it is called in Igbo parlance, you cannot say anything critical. Owasrike can never ever criticize Jonathan. Impossible. He will never ever criticize our WhatsApp people anymore. Never. Because if he does so, they will tell him how much they give him. Ask him to do so now. Ask him to come out and attack one Hausa person the same way that Asare Dokobo have just done against EY Danjuma and all the rest of them. When Asare Dokobo is speaking, you will know he's not compromised. You can tell from what comes out of his mouth that he is not compromised. Can Owasuri talk? The answer is no. Oh yeah, we're going to say compromise. Nchonchego, little chicken change. Now we're going to go. Can they do anything? That says no. Can he speak? No. Go up? No. Come down? No. Ozumabeke. Now the whole world understands how serious we are about what we are here to do. Our WhatsApp people have now condemned Jonathan's kinsmen, the Niger Delta militants, for the attack on T.Y. Danjuma, because they said to Danjuma, if you speak one more, why can't Danjuma come out and defend himself? Why can't he come out and defend himself? We are also reporting in the same vein. North have now warned Tompolo, Dokobo, Boyloaf to stop attacks on T.Y. Danjuma, or else what? How about the attacks on ordinary, innocent citizens by Boko Haram? The time that these Arewa people are spending talking about other people, they should use it to talk about Boko Haram, which they created. They created Boko Haram. They should spend time talking about Boko Haram and not wasting our collective time here. And now, Africa's lost billions. You know, we keep hammering them every blessed day. Because the whole world is listening to Radio Biafra. Everybody listens. We keep hammering every blessed day that what Britain created, in fact, what Europeans created in Africa, is a, I don't know how to put it, is a class, a political class. I don't know. A criminal class, elite criminality. A group of people whose life work is dedicated to stealing in the name of politics. These people are kleptomaniacs. They were born to steal. From Jonathan to the last person. From Yakubu Gowon. These men were born to steal. If you don't know Okotiebo, go and ask after him. He was the first kleptomaniac. I don't know, these people are rogues. If you count Okotiebo, you count Omaru Diko. These people went into office claiming they want to serve their people's interest and to serve black people. But every politician in Africa is a rogue, a certified monkey, a criminal. African leaders. They are all. And people say, oh, we have now joined AU. I said, if you are looking for a group to join, it's AU. Are you not ashamed of yourself? The AU that is full of criminals. Name one leader in AU that is a human being. Name one. Is it Jacob Zuma of South Africa? Name one person who is normal. Is it Mugabe? Is it John Mahama? That all of a sudden Ghana has no light anymore. Who is good in AU? That idiots. We are not a member of AU. People without shame. If you want to join a group, it's AU. Go and join. Of course, it's a lie. But they have to tell it because they want to compete. You cannot be us. We are formidable. Nobody can be. If you try it, you will fall. You will lie, and then your lies will expose you for who you are. Africa's lost billions. The world is now waking up. And where are these lost billions? They are in Europe and in America. That is why America will support dictatorships. That is why they will support idiots and fools to emerge as leaders. That is why, the election must continue. Because they know without the election, there will be chaos. And once there is chaos, this place is divided. They can no longer have access to cheap oil. And all that money flowing into JP Morgan Investment Bank, all that money flowing into Citibank from Tinubu, all the money going to Chase Manhattan Bank, all that money going to NatWest, to Barclays, to Royal Bank of Scotland, it won't come anymore from Africa. And they are not happy. They want African leaders to keep impoverishing Africa. That's what they want. And that is why I keep saying to people, don't blame white people for Africa's problems. Africa's problem is the making of black African people, baboons and monkeys who cannot reason properly. You are empowered to defend your people, make life better for them, but instead you are there stealing. Jonathan's investment is in Namibia. Obasanjo's part of his investment is in Austria and in Ghana and in South Africa. Obasanjo, am I lying? What are you doing with all that money? You claim you love Nigeria, but investments are outside Nigeria. Why is that? then you'll understand the hypocrisy. The stench of the hypocrisy here is astonishing. You cannot breathe properly. And I don't take very kindly to hypocrisy. That is why I don't like Hausa Fulani people. They are hypocritical about their nationalism. They claim they love Nigeria only to Islamize and to steal the oil from Biafra land. That is all. Take away oil and take away the possible spread of Islam or threat of Islamization, and there will be no one Nigeria. Can anybody go and ask Gowon? This same Gowon was the one that wrote a speech saying that there is no basis for unity within Nigeria, which the British got him to change. Gowon, are we lying? Did you or did you not write a speech in 1966 saying that there is no basis for unity of Nigeria? Hausa Fulani people, were you not on the streets protesting and shouting, Araba, Araba, Araba? What does Araba mean? Let's go, let's go, let's go. No more Nigeria. Hausa Fulani, I'm asking you, did you or did you not go out on the street to protest to say that Nigeria must dissolve before the British said to you, are you foolish? Look at all that oil. Are you going to abandon it? What do you have where you come from? It's only desert and flies. Ijiji, Naja, what else do you have before you decide to change your mind? And today, idiots are telling us, trying to lecture us about one Nigeria. Igbo people, Biafran people, we are the original one Nigerians. Before you brought deception, before you brought corruption, why did Nzoku kill the Sardaunia of Sokoto? Because it was corrupt. True or false? Because the Sardaunia was not Nigerian enough, according to Nzoku. When the Sardaunia went to Sandhurst to give a speech, he told him in Sandhurst, I will kill you when I come back. And he did. This is Radio Biafra. Africans are criminals. Black people are thieves. It is here. Appoint anybody into any office and they start stealing. That is why they think that is what we are here to do. And we say to them, we are not like you. We can never be like you. I am a child. You get that into your skull. Perhaps from that day, you'll be worthy to be called a human being as well. Yoruba Leadership Forum urges the monkeys in the zoo to honor Buhari with their votes. You know Yoruba. Anywhere the song plays to the dance to it. No honor, no shame, no dignity. If Lucifer were to come today and say to them, I will give you access to the oil, I will get Igbo people to be developing Lagos for you, they will vote for Lucifer. That is the way they are. It is in their nature. We must continue. Yoruba leadership urges people. They cannot ask Buhari, but Buhari, our brother, because the ones asking for Buhari to be voted for are Yoruba Muslims. Like Bola Ahmed Tinubu. You forget the Ahmed that is there, signifying where his interest lies, that this very man is a Muslim. They want the gradual Islamization, but they don't know they are the ones who are going to suffer the most. Yoruba people, you are riven down the middle. Half of you is Christian, half of you is Muslim or Islam. You are finished. When the war gets to your place, brother will rise against brother. Family will rise against family. Be rest assured, even cowardice cannot save you. UN condemns continued attacks by Boko Haram. United Nations have now weighed in to say Boko Haram menace is getting out of hand. And also, Almajiri schools is an insult to Northerners. They have Almajiri. You know, if they give birth to you in Sokoto, your surname will be Sokoto. They give birth to you somewhere there is no name. They call you Alhaji Alhaji. That is your surname, Alhaji. Don't you know that? There is somebody called Alhaji Alhaji. That is the person's name and surname. Because those people, they have no need for family. They don't know how to answer their father's name because most of them are born basically out of child abuse. Because they can marry a child as young as 14 years of age, 12 years of age, even 9 years of age. And once they, you know, understand that you can marry such a tender, my God in heaven. And these are the people Okorocha is asking us to vote for. Okorocha is in Imo State asking you to vote for Buhari. And I was a man. He will not ask you to vote for Chekwasa Okorie. It was Chekwasa Okorie that made it possible for Okorocha to be made the governor of Imo State. Because it was Chekwasa Okorie who registered ABGA as a political party. Does that make sense to you people? But Chekwasa Okorie is running for the presidency. They can never vote for Jonathan. But will anybody rise up and say, oh, our own brother is contesting Chekwa Sokori, let's vote for him? No, none of you will say that. Because he doesn't have money, does he? Igbo people, Ndioshi. INEC APC denying us PVC in Lagos. PVC means permanent voter cards in Lagos, according to Igbo youth. Why don't you go to Igbo land and stop disgracing yourself? Is Lagos your home? You're even lucky you have a house to live in Lagos. If I'm not taking everything from you, come on, go back home and stay there. You're talking about PVC in Lagos. How many Yorubas are you know were asking for PVC? People without shame. You're asking for permanent voter cards in the Igbo, in Lagos. People without shame. In the Igbo. Why don't have you had our people? Our people not in Port Harcourt and in Owerri. Have you seen them saying, oh, give us PVC? Making noise all the time. You are developing Lagos. Who is developing your villages? Nobody. That is why red cap liars or chiefs or thieves, as they call themselves, are running riot in the villages. That is why people get killed for running for the president general of their community, because people are stupid. 9 houses burnt as PDP APC clash in Jigawa. The death toll continues to rise and properties continue to be destroyed as a result of rivalry between major political parties. These things don't happen anywhere in the civilized world. That is why those of you who sometimes want to write a critique of my stance and my approach, this is another example. In any civilized part of the world, houses are not burnt during elections. Why are houses being burnt here? Because you people are not civilized. You are monkeys. You are not civilized people. In Biafra land, in fact, people will vote via text message. In Biafra land, people will be voting via text message. People will be educated from kindergarten to understand what politics is. That it is your civic responsibility to always rely on the strength of your argument and your capability to reason, rather than relying on brute force just for 4 years of looting. They want to loot. That is why they are burning everything. They burn your houses before they go into office. They go into office and they loot all your money. And you still support them. But thankfully, many more people are now listening to Radio Biafra and doing as we tell them. CNPP wants NEDG to host Okonjo Iweala Soludo debate. CNPP, NEDG, all these acronyms. We'll find out what they mean later on. But it is the Conference of Nigerian Political Parties, and the other one is Nigerian Election Debate Group. They want Okonjo Iweala and Soludo to debate. They cannot get Buhari to debate, you know. But they want 2 Igbo people to come out and disgrace themselves. Idiots. But they cannot get an Hausa man to come out to say anything at all, which is rather very, very disgraceful. This is Radio Biafra. We are still presenting our news headlines this very evening, the evening of the 3rd of February in the year of our Lord 2015. The time here now is exactly, as you say, 14 minutes to 10 p.m. in the evening. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. Go and tell other people as well. Go and tell other people that you are listening to Radio Biafra. Some of you have been calling us, asking us to install satellite dishes for you, and we are doing so. If you want to be part of those, call 080-359-86251. 080-359-86251. That is the number to call if you want us to have a dish installed in your house that your parents, your people, your village may be able to receive Radio Biafra via satellite. Because very soon, by His grace, we shall be presenting Biafra television on that very platform as well. News update. No big deal if Jonathan loses presidential election, according to Okorie. We shall go into that in greater detail as well. Non-indigents flee Kano for fear of electoral violence. Igbo people are now beginning to return, including people from the so-called South-South as well. If this is one thing I said to South-South people. Since 2009 on Radio Biafra 101 Shortwave, we've been telling you that if they start killing Igbo people in the north, they will kill you as well. But isn't it very ironic? Awosa convinced you an Igbo man is your problem, but today Awosa is chasing you from Kano, as this news will later on prove, that people are running from south-south The same Awosa you were voting for in MPN. I thought you said it as Awosa. Oh, they love us. They've been protecting us. Remember what Tony Aneni said yesterday to you. Awosa people, remember that the South abandoned the people and be supporting you. Now it has happened. Why are you running? Stay now. Let us see. Nyamri, if they're not calling Nyamri. Stay in the north. You say you're from South. Oh, I'm Ikuri, I'm not Igbo. Oh, I'm from Anyama, I'm not Igbo. Stay now, Nugu Awosa. You see what they will do to you, if you're Igbo or not. But will they learn? The answer is no, they will never learn. Why won't they learn? Because they are Igbo people. Because they don't reason properly. It's in their nature not to think properly. They think they are clever, they think they're very smart. But they are not clever, and they are not smart. And that is why they are backwards. That is why today, despite everything, Ndembamini, Kalabari, despite everything Ogoni people did for Awosa, today Awosa is chasing you in Kano to kill you. I don't know why are they stoning Jonathan? Why did they want to kill Jonathan? Despite, or should I say, in spite of everything you have done for Awosa people, you brought in Awosa soldiers to outflank Biafran army through the creeks, true or false. You brought them in, true or false, and they came in, didn't they? They came to kill the children of God. Today, you are running from Kano. You don't understand now. I thought you were smart. We are from South. Why don't you go in your house and say, oh, I'm from Ikwere, I'm not Igbo, I'm from South. They will behead you. But you are running, aren't you? Entering the same buses, the same vans, the same trains with the so-called Igbo people. All of you are heading back the same direction. What does that tell you? I'm asking people from South. You are living in Kano, you are living in Bauchi, you are living in Maiduguri. You are now running. All of you are in the same bus. If you're from Ibibio, Efik, if you're from Ijon, if you're from Ishekiri, Urobo, it doesn't matter. Even if you're from Igala, you're from Idoma, you're from Igbo. All of you will board the same bus. And where are you going? All of you are heading in the same direction. But if there is a Yoruba person in that very van, once they get near, Lokoja, they will branch. But all of you will continue straight down. That is what you call family. You are heading in the same direction. Isn't it? They think we don't know what we are doing. We are here to educate and to enlighten people. I said, if they are pursuing all of you, say they are pursuing Christians now, as they are doing, all of you are running back now. Everybody got into a bus. As soon as the bus gets past Abuja to Lokoja, Yoruba will branch to the right. And all of you will continue southwards, isn't it? You will continue to come down. Yoruba will go west, you will go east. All of you, nobody will come down. What does that tell you? But before the Yoruba man got, before they branched off, we are one Nigeria. If we are in the same, why are you branching off then? Why don't you come with us? But they will branch off. But all of you belonging to the same family of God will remain in that very bus or train, traveling in that one easterly direction. Because all of you are one family. If you don't know that now, you never know it again. We continue. The news in greater detail, we must bring it to you this evening. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. If you're joining us, we are live, we are direct, and the whole world is listening. We may have some intermittency, but we are here. We are proceeding. Perhaps everything we did didn't quite work as we had hoped, but we can see some red lines here. But we continue nonetheless. We need to continue. We are live and we are direct, and humanity is listening this evening. And our lines will open following the conclusion of our news summary, please. So remain with us. Stay with us. A group of monkey youths, I'll call them, because they say it's Nigerian youths, and if you're a Nigerian, you're a monkey, so I substitute the word Nigeria for monkeys. A group of youthful baboons, not favorably disposed to going ahead with this month's general elections due to the inability of many registered voters to collect their permanent voter cards. They have now protested at the headquarters of the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, yesterday to demand postponement. The group, under the aegis of Forum for Democratic Change, FDC, led by its national coordinator, Solomon Chooks, said going ahead with the election this month will disenfranchise Nigerians. Chooks, who presented the group's protest letter to INEC chairman Professor Atahiru Jiga, insisted that going ahead with the polls will deny many of the monkeys in the zoo their constitutional rights to choose their preferred leaders through the ballot. The PVC, which is supposed to be one of the instruments of votes, has not been fully distributed around the zoo. Those who actually remain under scorching sun to sign their names for those PVCs have not gotten these things, yet elections are fast approaching, he said. When you ask a black man to do something that is beyond the scope and remit of black people, that is what happens. They cannot conduct elections. Why? Because corruption is in their bone marrow. Corruption is in their system. Because they, even if something is so straight, they will look for a way to bend it. They will look for a way to corrupt it. And that is why you can never, ever trust anything coming out of the zoo. When the time comes, I will tell you what I've encountered. The amount of liars and deceivers I come across every blessed day is too numerous to recount. They must postpone the elections or men will die. Mark it somewhere. Don't panic or leave the north, Okorocha advises Igbo people. The Hausa man advising you to stay in Hausa land so they can kill you or forcibly convert you to Islam, that in the end he may be able to run for presidency in the next, 72 years. Igbos living in the north have been advised against leaving the places they currently reside ahead of general elections. Imo State Governor Richard Okorocha made the call while speaking to journalists in Abuja after a meeting of the APC stalwarts on Sunday night. He said that the fear is unfounded. I hope Okorocha supporters are listening. He said that the fears are unfounded. That doesn't correspond with what our brother was telling us last night, because the fear is real and present. The fear is palpable. People can feel it. He said that the fear is unfounded and that they should disregard the rumors and the pronouncements of people like Asare Dokobo and other militants who advocate violence. He called on them to stay in their places of abode during the election, saying that such movement will only be necessary if they were going home to cast their votes in elections. Okorocha berated the call by the leader of the Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, Asare Dokobo, who recently, while assuring that the elections will be peaceful, free and fair, he dismissed the idea of Buhari Islamizing the country being propagated by the ruling PDP and accused the party of dividing Nigerians along ethnic and religious lines. Because of Okorocha, the world is divided along ethnic and religious lines. And I'll give you a very simple example. Okorocha, do you know in Ireland, is a Christian country in Europe. Do you know that Ireland, the small tiny island of Ireland, very close to Britain, is divided into two? Not according to religion, but according to denomination. The Protestants are in the north of Ireland, Northern Ireland, and the Catholics are in the south. Are you aware of that? Even denominationally speaking, people do not get along very well with each other. Talk less of different religions. These are the things that Africans were not told when the white man came here. You know, we Africans, we are sold this rubbish. Oh, you can live together in harmony, it doesn't really matter. But if you go to Rome, you cannot see any Anglican church in Rome. It's all Roman Catholic. If you go to England, if you're a Catholic, you cannot be the King of England or the Queen of England. Only they just changed the laws only about 8 years ago. Is that true under Tony Blair? Is that true or false? If you go to France, it's predominantly Catholic. In the USA, it's only President JF Kennedy, who is a Catholic, that made it to the presidency. Of course, he was assassinated. I'm not saying he was killed because of his Catholicism. No. Even in America, if you're a Catholic, they won't vote for you. Now, white people knew all these things. They knew that it is either you're Catholic or you're Protestant. That wasn't enough. When they came to our land and brought us the Bible, they set up Apostolic Church, Assemblies of God Church. They set up, which one is it? ECWA, Evangelical Christian West Africa, whatever it's called. They set up Methodist Church. They set up Baptist Church. They set up Catholic Church and also Anglican. But in their respective countries, because they know that that will bring strife, they understand it, that the way people worship God, they revere so much. If you bring in all these mushroom churches all over the place, people can never ever agree on one thing. Can you imagine in Anambra, have you forgotten that they said, Anglicans need to be carried along. They need an Anglican, candidacy for the deputy governor slot in PDP. Did you not hear about it? Did you not hear about the policies of P2B using Catholics? Saying, Catholics have never ruled Anambra before. He's one of the Catholics. But I am telling you today that the white man that brought you the Bible will not allow Catholics. King James will not allow Catholics to come close to England. They fought Catholics. But the culture is telling you to even go beyond denomination and embrace another religion because you're one. That is rubbish. And I say to Okorocha and all the people who support such views and nonsensical ideas, people who are not educated, in Saudi Arabia, can you be a Christian and you run for office in Saudi Arabia to contest election in Saudi Arabia? The answer is no, I'm sure. In USA, do you have the MA of Wisconsin, the MA of Los Angeles? The answer is no. You have mayors, not MA or Sultan. But I am being forced to live in a country. Yes, listen to this very, very carefully because it's quite perverse. I am living in a country where you have an Oba that means something different to me. I don't know what it means to other people. You have Emir. You have Shehus. You have Igwe. You have Eze. You have the Obong of Calabar. The Amainabo of Okrika. You have all in one country. In one so-called country, all these various versions, names of political institutions, that as soon as you leave Okrika, the meaning of Amainabo is lost on you. You don't know what it means. As soon as you leave the confines of Ifikland, you don't know what the Obong of Calabar stands for. You have MA in the same country. And I ask American people, how many officers do you have or officials do you have? If you have the mayor of New York, you have the mayor of Chicago, the mayor of Miami, the same name everywhere you go to, the same thing, there is uniformity, there is consistency, there is no break. The same thing everywhere. I don't know if you follow what I'm saying. Anywhere you go to, it is the same thing. If you say you're an MP or an MSP, if you're serving in Scottish Parliament, or if you're in Welsh Assembly, you are a member of Welsh Assembly. How come you don't have the mayor of a city or this, and then you have all this? Anything you have in one place is replicated across the board. That was one lesson that Africans never learned. Black people never learned. They never knew that white people gave them various Christian denominations in order to ruin them. You never knew that. That is why you can never be developed. You can never, black people can never ever be developed unless the way they think changes. And that's what we're doing here on Radio Biafra. We are not just serving Biafra, we are serving humanity. Black people especially, to get them to stop being monkeys and to reason properly like human beings should. Don't blame white people. Blame yourself. Very, very important you do that. The Apex Northern Sociocultural Group, Arewa Consultative Forum, these are Awasa, this is the Apex if you're a retired criminal from Awasa land, this is where you belong. Former CBN governors, former ambassadors, former foreign ministers, former NTA, former NTA general manager, former controller of customs and all. This is where they belong. Arewa is like a social club. It's like Ohanese. But these people are, these are heavyweights. You don't mess with them. These guys are huge. It's not like Ohanese. Ohanese is if you want to rent a boy, if you want to rent somebody, you come and say, how much will it cost? It's like buying a space, advert space on a billboard. That's what Ohanese reminds me of. You pay them and they canvass whatever position you want. They just pay Ohanese and they do it for you. They are useless. But Arewa Consultative Forum always protects the interests of the North. If you go against them, they will send their terrorists in Boko Haram to come after you. That's what they do. But this time around, they have made their match in Niger Delta militants. And I love them for what they're doing. People in Niger Delta are very, very strong. And I respect them for that. Very, very strong people. And as I said before, they want Biafra more than you do. They are more Biafran than you are. And you say, but didn't they betray us? No, not all of them did. A few of them did. And why did they betray you? Because you did not plan for the war in advance. Because if you had planned for the war in advance, you would have gone to their villages to consult them. They are like you. They are Igbo people, essentially. That is who they are. Let's face the fact. All other names are basically clan names. That's what it is. Do you know that they are like you? No Igbo person will follow anything you didn't consult them upon. Who did you tell? Everybody wants to be regarded. The same thing should have happened before the commencement of the war. Emissaries should have been sent to every part of Biafra land to consult the people, to say to them, this is what we are doing. This is why we are doing it. But we never did. Why? Because there was no time. As usual, Igbo people, you never ever plan ahead, do you? Now you're packing your things and running away. Next year you go back. 2 years after that, you run back again. From Achu Nebu Nabageba. We continue. This very apex sociocultural group is called Arewa Consultative Forum. They have described the recent statements on the forthcoming election credited to some Niger Delta ex-militants as irresponsible and threat to national security. According to a statement issued by the National Publicity Secretary, Muhammad Ibrahim, and made available to newsmen in Kaduna yesterday. Remember that in Kaduna, they are not in Owerri or Enugu or Calabar. But if Aki Kenga wants to speak, they issue a press release from Lagos or from Abuja. When Yoruba wants to speak, they issue a statement from Ibadan or Lagos. But when Ohanaeze wants to speak, they tell you it is from Imina. Ohanaeze Imina is speaking. Can't you see the difference? Now, I'm not sure most of you can, but I can. According to a statement issued by the National Publicity Secretary, Muhammad Ibrahim, and made available to newsmen in Kaduna yesterday, the group said the attention of Arewa Consultative Forum has been drawn to the statement credited to the Niger Delta ex-militants in the presence of Alhaji Mujahideen, Dokobo Asare, Mr. Victor Ben, Ebikobewaye, a.k.a. Boyloaf, and government Ekwemupolo, a.k.a. Tompolo, that President Jonathan's victory in 2015 presidential election is not negotiable, and should Jonathan lose, it will be seen as a direct attack on the Ijaw nation. They also threaten to unleash violence on the country and take back the Niger Delta oil. That is what word. If you want to kill an Hausa man, just say, I will take the oil from you. Oh my goodness me. They start shaking. Because think about it. Without oil, what can an Hausa man do? It's only to move cattle. So even Buhari, you're looking at today, without the British giving them the advantage which they enjoyed, today Buhari would have been, you would have seen Buhari near your village moving cattle from one place to the other. On Namakhanachi, they are nomads, they move from place to place, they are cattle raiders. That's what they do, that's their business, that's their job. But today they are major generals without certificate. A general who cannot read and write properly. A general. My dear Lord, have mercy. Arewa have come to defend their own. His name is Theophilus Danjuma. When Boko Haram gets to his village, they will kill him. His name is Theophilus, which means he is a Christian. T.Y. Danjuma is a Christian. Gowon claims he's a Christian. When Boko Haram gets to their village, Boko Haram will either force them to convert or kill them. And that will also happen. You watch and see. If not to them, but to their children or their children's children. Watch and see what will happen to them. We also, as we have said, the North wants, boy, the same thing is happening. They keep spreading it all over the place. Africa's lost billions, according to Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is now running. People are now catching on that Africa's problem is made by Africans. The Ngozi Okonjo Iweala's of this world. People who do not know how to promulgate economic policies and implement it. People who cannot distinguish between macro and micro policies when it comes to running an economy. People who allow a central bank to selectively dish out loans to companies that they own. That is corruption. Big corruption. To some of you, you don't see it as anything. If you don't have bread costing 1 naira where you come from, if you cannot have a decent bus to get into, if the roads are not properly paved, if there is no drainage system, if you're being eaten by mosquitoes, don't you know this is as a result of bad policies? You can't see it. It's like virus. It's like when a water is dirty and contains bacteria and virus. You're looking at the water, it's clean, it's clear. But because the naked eye cannot see bacteria, because the naked eye cannot see a virus, you drink that water and you become violently ill. You can even die from it. But when you're looking at that glass of water, it's shining, it's very clean. But because there are microbes in it, your ordinary eyes cannot see it. You would not know that this very glass of water will make you sick. The same thing applies in real life. Because some of you take for granted some of the economic pronouncements coming from CBN and from Okonjo Iweala. You think it doesn't affect you. When the dollar is 220 naira to $1, it is as a result of the policies being made by Jonathan Okonjo Iweala. Don't you know that? No, you wouldn't say it. But that is a fact of life. If you cannot afford to send your child to school, it is because the balance in the economy is wrong. And those responsible should be held accountable. But you can't see it, can you? As I said, use the analogy I gave you. It's like a contaminated water. Drink it, you will die. You are looking at it, it's very clean. Because ordinary eyes cannot see bacteria. That's simple as that. It's because you cannot begin to sit down to understand that a central bank should not be involved in loaning money to companies. Because you cannot understand that very well. You think it's nothing. But that is a way of them siphoning your money. And the CBN will no longer have enough reserves to show up their naira at whatever rate they kept it against other currencies of the world. And don't you know that the more the naira falls against major currencies, the more inflation you have? Somebody was asking today, have you noticed how if you go to buy something, people will say to you, we don't have any change? I want you to go to a cash machine anywhere you like, any ATM in the zoo. It only dispenses two denominations of the currency, 500 naira and 1,000 naira. I challenge you to go and do it. Is that the mark of a country that is heading for survival? No. It's hyperinflation. But you can never see it. That is death. Economic death. But you never see it. No 10 naira note is dispensed. No 5 naira note. No 1 naira note. None whatsoever. No 100 naira. No 200 naira. From 500, the two highest denominations is what they dispense. 500 and 1,000. You go to buy, say, no change, we don't have any change. And I don't blame them. Everything will soon be either 500 naira or 1,000 naira minimum. After all, a plate of food here is nearly 2,000 naira. Madness to the core. But you can never see it, can you? We continue. More than $1 trillion is said to have flowed illegally out of Africa over the past 50 years, a sum roughly equivalent to all the official development assistance received during the same period. And the problem is not only continuing, it is getting worse. Al Jazeera is now reporting, Arabs are now telling African people, you people are criminals. I have said it. The next time I go to USA and grant any set piece interview, I will say to the whole world to hear, African people are rogues. They love stealing. They steal. If you give them, it doesn't matter how many PhDs they have. Put them in an office with a budget, they will steal from that very place. It's in their nature. But we'll cure them of that illness. If you're given money to run something, you're given money to run, not to go and enrich yourself. That is not why you are there. You are there to do the work for the purposes for which that money was given to you. Look at Africa. $1 trillion. Not white man did not take it. It's a black man looking for white bank to take the money. That shows you where you come from. At least Al Jazeera, thank you very much. Keep exposing our stupidity. We are all in it together. I don't excuse anybody. We are all in this cauldron of shame and humiliation. Black people should look themselves in the mirror and ask very difficult questions because we behave like animals. Animals are better than us. Can you tell me one city with a drainage system? Do you know what $1 trillion could have done for Africa? It could have built at least a railway. All the way from maybe Senegal to South Africa, hugging the coastline as it goes along. The dead devil answer is no. Because you belong to Catholic, Anglican, Cherubim and Seraphim. What is it called? Equa Church. You belong to Baptist. You belong to Methodist. You don't know where you stand, even spiritually and physically. All of you are confused. You are confused. If the Baptists were the first people to come to your village, you are all Baptists. Oh, it is the Methodists that came first, you are all Methodists. Oh, it's the Catholics that came, you are all Catholics. You don't ask questions, do you? Yoruba Leadership Forum urges the zoo to vote for Buhari in honor of what I do not know. Let's go and read the news in detail. The presidential candidate of the APC, General Muhammadu Buhari, yesterday received another boost with the Yoruba Leadership Forum calling on all monkeys in the zoo, regardless of tribe or religion, to vote for him as the group has adopted him as their preferred candidate. Why, Yoruba people? Because Osinbajo is a Yoruba man as his deputy. Yoruba will never do anything unless it benefits them. They never vote for anybody apart from a Yoruba man. The only time that Yorubas we are seen or perceived to have voted for somebody else, in fact, it's never happened before. Never, ever, ever. Yoruba en masse, en bloc, they have never, ever voted for anybody apart from a Yoruba man before. It's in their nature. And they will never change. They will never, ever change. They are backing Buhari because Osinbajo is a Yoruba man. That is the way they are. Change is what you need. What did Obasanjo do when Obasanjo was there? They didn't vote for Obasanjo because they said Obasanjo was a PDP, he was an Hausa man. They voted for Olufalaye. Is that correct or not? Yoruba, Igbo people in their stupidity voted for Obasanjo. Look at Yoruba that always vote Yoruba all the time. They get everything they ask for. But if you ask an Igbo man, say, oh, there is this new strategy. It's a tripod on three legs. There's a strategy we can use. What? Useless strategy. Look after your own. If all the governors today were to come out and say, we want every Igbo person to vote for Chekwa Sokorie, the game will change overnight. They will begin to take Igbo people seriously. If the entire Biafra land, southeast and south-south, were to come together to say, vote for Chekwa Sokorie, the game changes automatically. But they have their own, Jonathan. And you have your own Chekwa Sokorie. Will you ask or plead for Chekwa Sokorie to come out and be prominent? The answer is no, because he is not your uncle or from your village. UN condemns continued attacks by Boko Haram. We continue. United Nations Council, the UN Security Council rather, has condemned the continued escalation of attacks perpetrated by Boko Haram terrorists, including the Sunday attack in Maiduguri. The 15-member body, in a statement issued on Tuesday in New York, also condemned the increasing attacks in the Lake Chad Basin region against the Chadian army deployed to fight Boko Haram. According to the members, we are quoted in the statement as extending their condolences to the families of the victims and their sympathy to the injured in those heinous attacks, as well as to government of the Zoo and Chad. Recalling presidential statement of January the 19th, the council members reiterated their deep concern that the activities of Boko Haram are undermining the peace and stability of West and Central African region. Undermining the peace and stability, because Britain should wait for it. Britain will get 60 million refugees from here, from the nonsense they created. Anybody creating a place like the zoo called Nigeria deserves punishment, and their punishment will be 60 million refugees flooding Britain. Then they will understand how serious things are. In their next life, they will not meddle in other people's lives. A former chairman of Yaba Local Government Development Area, Honorable Jide Jimo, has said the introduction of Almajiri schools by the federal government in the north is an insult to the northerners, insisting that befitting and modern schools should have been built. You know, Jonathan introduced Almajiri schools. Before that, I think it was Shagari that brought in the nomadic schools. They have proper formal or education. They have Islamic schools and they have nomadic schools. Now they have Almajiri schools. But where you come from, you don't even have any school to start with. Go to your village and look at the primary school where you went to. Mine disappeared. I went to Labra Avenue. It's now a government house. You know why? Go back to your village community schools and see how bad things are. You begin to appreciate the money being poured. They have Almajiri school because these are the people telling me they're writing physics exams and chemistry. Almajiri. Amazing. Only in the zoo. One man is saying that there is an insult to northerners, but their brain is not that developed. It's the British that, you know, the British tell them what to do and they do it. INEC APC denying us PVC. PVC means permanent voter cards in Lagos, according to Igbo youths, always complaining. Igbo Youth Congress has accused the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, and APC in Lagos State of of foiling Igbo's attempts to collect their permanent voter cards because of their resolve to vote for all the candidates of the PDP in the forthcoming February election. At the press conference at the Trade Fair Complex, Lagos yesterday, IOYC National President Comrade Jerry Onyemaechiugwu said that while the possession of PVCs should be the right of every eligible voter, the APC, in collaboration with INEC, had prevented Igbos from collecting their cards so as to disenfranchise them during the coming elections. So where there are Igbo people making too much noise, they basically ignore them. They don't give them any PVC, no voter cards, so that they will not do anything with it. That day, they will not be able to vote. That is what is happening. You may complain, you may cry, you may laugh. That is your prerogative. But the fact is that Igbo people are irrelevant. Nobody wants to. Who are you? You can't do anything. After all, if you talk too much, we give Ohanaeze 5,000 naira. Because they are waiting to have it. Nine houses belonging to APC members and a campaign vehicle belonging to PDP was on Sunday burnt down at Giwa Village in Brennen Kudu, local government area of Jigawa State, when PDP youth on the campaign trail of Ali Toko Gansa and APC youth clashed in the village. It's been gathered by a correspondent who visited the village along with other journalists, noticed that the account of the event by the APC and the PDP supporters were conflicting. Because these people are animals, they are not worthy to run any electoral process. But the world would not understand. Allow Biafra to exist and everybody sits up. Because people can say, oh, if Biafra can do it, why can't you do it? That is all. But they don't want that to happen because it is in the interest of some people not to see Africa develop in that way, so to speak. But it is also our duty to overcome that. Conference of Nigerian Political Party CNPP has called on the Nigerian Election Debate Group, NEDG, to host a debate between Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, Nigeria's Minister of Finance, and Professor Charles Soludo, former Governor of Central Bank. A letter written by Mr. Osito Okechukwu, National Policy Secretary, CNPP, to get please, get Jonathan and Buhari to debate. Okonjo-Iweala and Soludo are not running for office, are they? Or for high office. Go and get the people that... Go bring Tinubu. So that the panelists can ask him, how many accounts do you have abroad, Mr. Bola Ahmed Tinubu? Not Soludo. And they will just swallow the dictionary, they'll come that they regurgitate every rubbish from textbook, and then they go away. They say, is the economy. Which economy? Economy is very simple. What do you make? And what do people want to buy from you? Which goods and services do you produce? And who wants to buy them? That is economy. Demand and supply. All that nonsense they churn out is pure garbage. If you manufacture a car, people will buy it like Germany. You produce computers as they do in America, or write software, people want to buy it. What are you making? Who wants to buy it? That is economics. As simple as ABC. Not the nonsense they throw out. Macroeconomic, we looked at the rebasing and then we rebased it and bunkum, rubbish. Doesn't make any sense to me. If you come to the zoo, you ask them, what can you manufacture? The answer is zero. There is no manufacturing sector because there is no electricity. If there is constant power supply, the economy can grow. No economy can run on generator. It is impossible. Can you imagine an industrial estate where every generator is on? Imagine a street where everybody owns a generator. Do you imagine, can you begin to concept, to visualize the horrible experience life will be for the people who are unfortunate enough to live close to such areas? Imagine your street. There is no light. Everybody has a generator. Do you know what will happen? The fumes will kill all of you. But Jonathan wants a country that runs on generator to produce, to manufacture. How can you run a car plant to manufacture a car based on generators? Are you mad? That is why you don't produce anything. So there is nothing a debate between Soludo and Okonjo-Iweala can solve for us. Absolutely nothing. The presidential candidate of the UPP, Chief Chekwas Okorie, is an Igbo man, in case you don't know that Igbo man is running. He's an Igbo man, he's running for the presidency. But you don't hear about him because... he's not rich, and Igbo people do not have newspapers. They don't have media houses, so they cannot sell this very man. He's a very good man. He's a very good man. Solid man. A man of honor and integrity. And he's running. We don't support elections. If we did, we'd have asked everybody to vote for him. But we don't want anybody to vote anyway. Not minding. The presidential candidate of the UPP, Chief Chekwas Okorie, has frowned at threats of war credited to supporters of President Goodluck Jonathan, saying there is no big deal if the president loses the forthcoming election, as he will not be the first person to be defeated as incumbent president. Of course, it's correct. Are you the first to be defeated? You are going to run. You obey the rules. It's either you win or you lose. And as I said to Niger Delta people, as they prefer to call themselves, if you get 4 more years of Jonathan, then what happens in the next 32 years? Have you thought about that before? No, you haven't. You have not. Speaking with journalists in Abuja on Tuesday, Okorie expressed concern over the utterances of leaders of the PDP and APC in what has become very inciting and provocative altercations in the name of elections campaign. He said, people fight each other, they kill each other in the name of politics. But this man is a good man. I don't know how many of you are supporting him. But we don't want anybody to vote. We are against the elections. The best thing that can happen to this is they have to postpone. Radio Biafra is calling for the postponement of the elections, that people can get together and decide how to divide the zoo. Awosa will not want it. They will prefer to go to war. We shall fight them and we will defeat them. As simple as that. Non-indigents flee Kanu. They are running from Kanu. That's quite interesting. Hundreds of non-indigents, meaning Igbo people. Non-indigents. Can you imagine in your own country being referred to a non-indigent? I'm waiting for Soyinka. Chai! I wish I can corner that man one day in a debate about Nigeria. How can you be from a country and you are a non-indigent? Amazing stuff. And you say we are one nation. You don't know the definition of a nation. You cannot belong to the same nation and yet be non-indigent, unless you're carving out a specific geopolitical sphere, autonomous or independent from any other part, for you to make that assertion. Do you understand what I'm saying? For you to claim that somebody is an indigent of a particular place means you are ascribing to them features, geographically defined territories that is unique to that very person, independent from every other surrounding area. Simple English. I wish people can understand it. You cannot be a non-indigent in your own nation. It doesn't make sense grammatically. Just does not make any sense. It doesn't. The popular motor park at Sabongeri, you know where they kill us all the time in Kano, witnessed increasing traffic of passengers leaving the state to the east and south-south, part for fear of the election outcome, and houses of non-indigenous residing at Sabongeri, Badawa, Kawo, and other areas of the metropolis were locked after they fled the city. Ndibona was also from Kano. They are running away from Kano. The fleeing, this is how they're reporting. The fleeing, they are running away. Because that is when you say fleeing, it means people are in a hurry, they are running. The fleeing non-indigenous noted that they are always targets of any attack by their host community of Kano, anytime there is tension. Anytime you insult Muhammad, they go to Kano and they kill Igbo people. You don't know this, do you? But Okorocha will not tell you this, will he? Buhari cannot tell you this. But people running, because I knew this thing in 1999-2000. I think when George Bush assumed, I can't quite understand now. You know when the Taliban were being bombed? I need somebody to give me the exact date, please. When George Bush commenced the offensive against the Taliban in Afghanistan, they started killing Igbo people in Kano. They started to massacre Igbo people. What have they got to do with George Bush? But I mean, they started to kill them. Anytime a Hausa person is upset, they look for an Igbo person to kill. The Igbo people are now saying with their own, they are now opening their mouths to say it. Anytime there is tension here, they come and they kill us. That is why we are running away. Okorocha says they should stay there. At least they have listened to Radio Biafra and to Common Sense. What we preach here is common sense. Pure common sense. And Fiji is to remove the Union Jack from their flag, says their PM. About time. I don't know what the Union Jack... Are you people white? Fijians, are you white? The answer is no. Then remove the bloody Union Jack from your flag. Police declare Senator Bukola Saraki wanted over how much? $133.5 million bank loan fraud. Are you pondering what I'm pondering? These are your so-called politicians. He's a senator. The only reason why they contest for political office is to go and steal. There is no singular decent politician in the zoo. All of them are baptized in the fire or in the water of criminality, so to speak. Ndioshi Nandia Makahambo. That brings to an end our news presentation this very evening. Our lines are now open. You are at liberty to call Radio Biafra. If you call us, we will, of course, take your call. We will take it because our lines are now open. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, I must give you the numbers to call. The numbers are +234 816 861 3291. I repeat, +234. This is the number to concentrate on, please. Because the other one goes a bit digital sometimes. +234 816 861 3291. We are also on +234 805 909 8137. We are also on Tango and on Viber +44 78 313 08376. +44 78 313 08376. And also, please, we are on the universal line. Our universal line remains as ever. +44 208 133 9976. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? The caller on the line.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, my director.
Good yes, evening, please. Sir. Good evening. Please turn your system down or walk away from the room. Turn your system down or walk away from the room, please.
Okay. I'm calling from Federal Republic of Biafra.
Thank you very much. Which town exactly are you calling from or village?
Aba.
You are from Aba. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for all you have, all the effort you have done this time around. And you have put people clear. They're supposed to know what is going on and what has been happening to us in northern areas. And if they refit well, they have to come back this time around. And you have put everything clear to them. And I am happy that you are there working for us. And I know that God will use you, utilize you very well. I am happy that we are going to enter into a new country, that our own former country, that is where we belong to.
Of course.
Thank you so much. May God help you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much. You're very kind. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. That was our first caller for the day. We are live here and we are direct and the whole world is listening. And as always, our lines are open. The other line is a bit funny. I don't know. You know, these people, they attack us so much that they even flood normal phone lines. They flood it as well. But it is not deterring us. It is not going to stop us. We continue the work we are doing. Our work is ceaseless. We continue to do it until Biafra comes and beyond. That is why, as always, we will encourage each and everybody. If you are listening, please go out and spread this very gospel. Go out and tell those who are around you. Tell them that we are live. Tell them that we are direct, and tell them that Chukwu Abiama, of course, is our God. And this is Radio Biafra. Once again, if you're joining us, our lines are open. If you wish to call us, please do so now. If you wish to call us, you are at liberty to do so now because our lines are open. Our lines are open, and this is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open, and this is Radio Biafra. Once again, please, wherever you are, I don't know what is wrong with the other line. For some inexplicable reason, it is not coming on. It doesn't come on. All of a sudden, it is telling me that there is no network. It's just crazy. Absolutely crazy. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. As you may have noticed, the line just went off on its own accord. I did not turn it off. The line just went off. Our lines are open. We are on Tango and we are also on Viber. If you call us on any of those, we will also be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra. I may be tempted once again to reiterate the numbers, and I will do so after this very call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, that is a caller from Spain with the number plus 34631. What is the number again? It is, no, it's not this one. I'll give her the number later. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can hear you, director.
Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Engineer Fora FI.
Yes, Engineer, go ahead, please, go ahead.
Yes, I'm from Oka.
And where are you calling from now?
I'm in Biafran family.
And
no matter what the enemy may do, Biafra has come to stay.
Of course. You've not hold on. You've not told me where you're calling from. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oka in Biafra land.
And are you listening to Radio Biafra?
All the time. I'm hearing your voice now.
Wonderful. Please go ahead.
Because the dish is in my house.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
Yes. So no matter what the enemy may do, Biafra has come to stay.
Of course.
And in Anambra State now, the family, Biafra family, there are so many. We are waiting for anything that, any directive to us, we continue marching on.
Of course.
And the veterans, they are also around, waiting to hear any action.
That's
I thank
good.
You for your struggle. You are a sent someone from God, and you are the Moses that is going to lead us through. Hello?
We can hear you very much. Thank you very much. I tend to ascribe that to Dim
Odumegwu Jubal. Yesterday, when I was listening to Radio Biafra, that he had a revelation. What he was told, that the fight is not for us, but it's for Chukwu Abiyama, who will fight for us. Can we serve him? The man said, yes, we are going to serve him, and we are going to build the house of Lord for him.
Of course, in stone, with stone.
Don't mind. Your evangelism, creating awareness in the whole world, they are listening, and I have been hearing what is happening. But the problem we have in Anambra City, the radio is working.
Yes, go ahead. I can hear you.
Yes. As you are evangelizing the whole thing, I'm also telling them about Biafra. At times, after the meeting for the veteran, they will come to my house and they will stay and continue to listen to your voice and what other people are saying in the whole world. So you have no problem. We are with you. No matter what Okorocha may do, Okorocha is nonsense. He cannot debar us not to do what we propose to do. And we are going to do it by God's grace.
He said,
thank you. Continue your good job. We are behind you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Sir.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I think that was a veteran. Of course, veterans are listening all over the place, and I'm in regular contact with them. Those of them that believe in what we are doing in truth and in every honesty. I think they have now come up with a new style. They have killed off one of our lines completely. You know, our line 08059 98137. They have killed that line completely. It is no longer showing. They have killed it completely and totally. It is not a question of having difficulties with the line. They have killed it completely and totally. And that is a difficulty for us. Not minding, we shall proceed, even if it means only having one line. If that is what we have to do, then so be it. And this is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. Wherever you are, we must ask you to go and join the nearest Biafran family where you are. Wherever you are, we must also encourage you to go out and evangelize. Go out and preach this very gospel, that every honor may indeed belong to Chukwu Abiyama. That is why we are here, and that is why Biafra is going to come in truth and in every honesty. We welcome each and every one of you, regardless of where you are across the face of this very planet. Our lines are seriously giving us severe problems. I don't know why they will even want to try and tamper with our lines, but they are. One of our lines is completely dead. But this very one is open, please. It's +234. Even our Skype is not coming through. I don't know what's going on. It is +234 8168 613291. That is the channel we have open at this precise point in time. +234 8168 613291. And this is Radio Biafra. We were reporting earlier about the exodus, that it has begun, the exodus of our people from the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. People have now started to come back, and it is your duty to welcome them in the villages, please. And as our brother told us yesterday, some are climbing over the fence. You should stop climbing over the fence, please. Don't climb over the fence. Endeavor, please. Whatever you do, try as much as possible to go through the front door. Go through the front door. Don't go through the back door. If you go through the back door, there will be severe consequences. There will be difficulties, and that may not entirely augur well with you. Wherever you are, once again, welcome. I don't know what, let me see if our Skype, I'll try and see if our Skype is going, because one of our lines, all, in fact, it is only Radio Biafra and this very phone line that is working. And given the volume of calls we get, it would not in the least surprise me if the congestion is too much and because of that, people cannot get through. That is the only other problem we are likely to encounter, that there is so much congestion that people can no longer get through. Even our universal line is not functioning the way it should. Our universal line is no longer functioning. But this is Radio Biafra nonetheless. We must continue to do what we can. We must continue to hope and think that one of the lines will be able to work, because none of them, the congestion is so much that the calls cannot come through. If you have been in the zoo before, if you know how things work here, you will also understand that if you have multiple calls coming in at the same time, you are bound to have difficulties, you are bound to have problems. And this is Radio Biafra once again. If you are thinking of supporting what we are doing, if you want to be part of what we are doing here on Radio Biafra, please, the number to call is 080-359-86251. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I am hearing you loud and clear.
Thank you very much. Please proceed. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I am calling from Bayelsa State.
From Bayelsa, which part of Bayelsa are you calling from?
Brass Local Government.
From Brass, and what is your name?
I am Chief Jacob Blessing is my name.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I listen to Radio Biafra and what you are doing. In fact, I admire it very well. That is why I appreciate it. So I will want to continue and preach your gospel and even preach it to the south, so-called south, also join the southeast so that we can actualize our dream.
Of course.
I am fully behind you to myself.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, yeah, very much. And the thing is, it is also your responsibility to go out and preach this very gospel, to go out and tell people around where you are to listen to Radio Biafra. That is also your responsibility. You have to go out and tell them to be part of what we are doing. Ask them to participate in our effort and get them to attend family meetings where you are. Because we, yes, are one giant Biafran family. Nobody can do it on their own. The so-called, yes, South-South cannot do it on their own. Southeast cannot do it on their own. Together as Biafra, we can accomplish anything that we want. That is something,
yes,
people must
I
have
do.
In mind. Very, very important that they do so.
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. And may God bless you.
Thank you very much and continue your work.
I will do so. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We are going over to the line. Can you hear me? The caller on the universal line. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Thank you very much. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, Biafrans, friends of Biafrans, and even our enemies. Thank you for tuning in today, and I'm sure after the broadcast you will not be the same again, because you go back with a lot of knowledge. Today, I made a lot of phone calls to national coordinators in different parts of the world where they made part payments of their Biafran Defense Fund. In case I did not reach you, no problem. You know, I will now announce the reason why I made that call. And so far, some countries have started responding. Please, I would like all national coordinators in those countries that made part payments on their Biafran Defense Fund, I would like to have the list of the national coordinators and the zonal coordinators. By the side, I would like you to write, indicate if they have paid their Biafran Defense Fund. In other words, those that made full payments or part payments, or those that did not pay at all, is very important. And some countries have started responding. And I would like to have the list sent to my email address by the 11th of February, 2015. That is next week, Wednesday. I'm not going to give my email on air because almost all the national coordinators have my emails. In case you don't have my email, please contact your continental rep. He will give you my email address. Now, after collecting the names, I will start calling out the names of those national coordinators and zonal coordinators that paid, those that made part payments, and those that did not pay at all. The reason for this is that everybody must pay the Biafran Defense Fund, because you don't expect others to pay while you will take the honor. Just because I say that Germany paid does not mean that everybody in Germany paid. The same applies to UK or any part of the world. Please, all the names of the principal officers, national coordinator, zonal coordinator, in fact, the national secretary and the national PROs, their names must be listed, and the amount, if they've made full payment, please write full payment and the amount. If they made part payment, write the amount and the balance. The same goes to everybody. And even if you are not a national coordinator or you are not a secretary, but you are a principal officer in any capacity, you must pay your defense fund, because we need the money now. Today is the 3rd of February, and they say they have election, if at all, on the 14th. So we must be prepared for eventuality. It's very, very important. Next week, 11th of February 2015, is the last date, because I'll be calling out on air now to tell the world that over 80 principal officers we have in this IPOB, yet not up to one-third, have made their own contribution. It's not going to continue like this. This is 2015, not 2014. Everybody must wake up now. We've had enough of advices. Thank you for your advice. Thank you for your help, but we need money, because we can't go to war with sticks again this time. This is not 67 to 70. This is another age. So please, everybody should wake up. That is the announcement I want to make. In case you did not hear again, I can repeat myself. I said I want all national coordinators, only in those countries that made part payments. After all, those that have not paid, you've not paid anything anyway. So those that made part payments, I need the names of all the national coordinators, zonal coordinators, national secretary, and national PROs. Please. And indicate if they have paid, and if they made full payment, or whether they have made part payment or non-payment at all. As for next week, after the broadcast, after the analysis by our director, I will be calling out. I will take it country by country, because everybody must pay their Biafran Defense Fund. That is the announcement I want to make. But today again, I want to call out, I want to close January payment because we are now in the 3rd of February 2015. Now, I'll call out the names of countries that paid and those that have not paid their monthly dues for January. For countries that have paid are as follows: Australia, Angola, Austria, China said they have paid, but I'm not too sure because I need evidence. Czech Republic, Dubai, Gabon, Greece, Hong Kong have paid. I've seen the receipt. I think by tomorrow it will reflect in our IPOB accounts. Indonesia have paid, Israel, Japan, Malaysia, Morocco, Netherlands, Pakistan, Qatar, Sweden, Switzerland, Taiwan, and United States of America. These are the countries that have made full payments for the month of January. Now, for countries that made part payment, by this I mean the zones are not complete. We go to France. France, we have three zones. Only one zone paid, Le Havre, as usual. Nancy did not pay, and the coordinator is Godwin Obonna. Paris did not pay, and the coordinator is Abuchi Eze. Now we come to Germany. There are 11 zones, 8 paid. The ones that paid are Aachen, Bremen, Düsseldorf, Hamburg, Köln, Mannheim, München, and Nuremberg. Frankfurt has not paid, even though they promised to pay. Remy Opara is the zonal coordinator for Frankfurt. Osnabrück have not paid, and the zonal coordinator is Donatus Ezinwa. The same applies to Stuttgart. They have not paid, and the zonal coordinator is Chineke Mam. Ireland. In Ireland, there are 5 zones. 4 zones paid. Those that paid are as follows: Dublin, Cork, Limerick, and Waterford. Kerry have not paid, and the coordinator is Ugochukwu, and Kerry still have not paid for their defense fund. Now, Italy. In Italy, there are 11 zones, 9 paid. The ones that paid are as follows: Ancona, Padova, Ferrara, Rome, Palermo, Udine, Treviso, Verona, and Torino have paid. 2 zones have not paid. They are Viterbo, and the zonal coordinator is Matthew Mwabweze. Milano has not paid, and the coordinator is Daniel Chuku. India. India, there are 7 zones. Only 3 zones have paid so far. The ones that have paid are North Delhi, India, West Delhi, India, and South Delhi, India. They have paid. Guangzhou have not paid, and the coordinator is Ikechukwu Osuji. Mumbai zone have not paid, and the coordinator is Anthony. Punjab have not paid, the coordinator is Gift Rome. Guazone have not paid, and the coordinator is Joseph Chuku Emeka. Spain, there are 5 zones, only 2 zones paid. The ones that paid are Malaga and Victoria. Bilbao have not paid, they are only since December, and the coordinator is Batsel Ojue. Madrid have not paid since December, and their coordinator is called Chinedum. Valencia have not paid, and their coordinator is Emmanuel Nebe Olisa. Now, United Kingdom. In United Kingdom, there are 8 zones. 7 have paid. The ones that have paid are as follows: London, Manchester, Sheffield, Nottingham, Birmingham and Wolverhampton, Milton Keynes and Scotland. Leeds have not paid, and the name of the coordinator is Benjamin Ndokoba. And as you can see, the sequence continues almost the same way. The ones that have not paid are still the ones that but I see, you know, they have not changed. There have been no changes at all. Russia have not paid. It's very, I don't know which explanation Russia really needs to give to us, because the thing is getting too much now. Since December, they have not paid, you know. So something really needs to be done. And most of the Asian countries too have not paid. So I don't know what is going on. And next month, this month again that we are here, I'll be carrying it over. But it won't continue like this. You know, something needs to be done. Something really needs to be done. And we are now in February again. There need to be some changes, please. But to round it up, the defense fund is very important. So also is the monthly dues. Everybody must pay their defense fund, because defense fund is individual. You know, in this very one. Nobody, you can't take anybody's responsibility. Others will not be paying and you will be answering coordinator, whereas you have not shown anything to prove that you are really doing the work of a coordinator. So please, everybody should wake up. We are now in 2015. This is our year, as I said earlier. This is our year. If we miss it, then our story will be, once upon a time, there was a country called Biafra, and it will be told by a white man again, not by black this time. Thank you, Director. This is what I have for today. Very soon, before the week runs out, I will go in again for the defense fund. After my last announcement, actually, some countries paid in part payment, as our colleague. Trinidad and Tobago paid. In Japan, the zone Nagoya paid. And Austria made the second payment, which means something more should be coming up. You know, this is the second payment from Austria. And United Arab Emirates too, or UAE, also paid. Their money came in this evening. So please, this is just part payment. In other words, more. We need all, anything people have paid, please pay it in. And please, do not forget, 11th of February, 2015, is the last date for the submission of the names of principal officers who have paid. And if you are not a coordinator or you are not a secretary, but you are a principal officer in any capacity whatsoever, you have to pay your Biafra Defense Fund. Thank you very much, Director. That is what I have for this evening.
Thank you very much, Odia Sister. Thank you very much. Very, very comprehensive as ever. And as always, very detailed and very, very concise. Thank you very much for that. I'm sure the message or the announcement, people have been able to grasp it. I now have a caller on the line on the phone. Can you hear me? Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, my name is Zorizo Henry Durizo.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Asaba Delta State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, the question I wanted to ask is this. Who do we support? Is APGA really a Biafran party?
We don't support any political party. Our interest is Biafra. We are not interested in the elections. We will not be voting, and we are asking people not to vote because people have been voting for since God knows when. There has been no changes. It's just a bunch of criminals. All we do is enrich a few vagabonds, and then they use siren all the time to make noise. Nobody should vote where you are. Go out and canvass. Nobody should go out to vote. One bag of rice is not worth your life. One bag of salt or one bag of fertilizer is not going to sustain your family. These people, they are looters, they are criminals. I have just said here, there is a politician, Saraki, $333 million. And then you get a bag of rice that is worth less than $20. And people are going to vote. Nobody should bother to vote. If you don't vote, then the world will know we are serious. If we go out to vote, they will say these are a bunch of jokers. You don't know what you want. We say we want Biafra, and you're going out to vote for a Nigerian party. Now people will say you don't know what you're doing. That is why we are canvassing very seriously for us to boycott all boycottables. We don't want to participate. they can go to hell for all we care.
Okay. Another question I want to ask is this. Hello?
We are listening. Please go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Okay. Another question I want to ask is this. How do I involve myself in, I've been hearing so many countries paying their dues. How do I get involved with one here in Nigeria, Delta State? I would like to join.
We are setting up a family. We are setting up a family in Delta State, in Asaba, to be precise, and all across the whole place, also including Agbo as well. They have also asked us to come to Agbo to set up a family meeting there. This number showing here, I presume, ending in 538 is your number. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, I am going to give it to our sister, Gift. Gift will give you a call and then... Okay, formally induct you into the family in Asaba. Okay?
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. People want to join us, and why shouldn't they want to join us? This is the truth. Why shouldn't they come here? The caller on the universal line, can you hear me? The one on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the universal line, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir. Director, yes. I can hear you.
Please go ahead. Give us your name or confirm your name. I know who you are, but confirm your name for the listening public, please, and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Okechukwu from Manchester.
Yes,
I'm calling go today. Ahead. Yeah, good evening, Director. May God bless you for all your good work for Biafra. May the Lord be glorified for everything. I'm calling today on in regard to our upcoming meeting on the 6th of February, being this coming Friday. Our meeting will be taking place in Manchester Central Fire Station. It's in the community room in Thompson Street. The postcode is M45FP. It's between Oldham Road and Rosedale Road. Is just by the corner of Mountain of Fire. So for new listeners who want to join us on Friday by 5 p.m., please be welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm sure they heard that. That was a bit of a slow at the end of it, but they got it, I'm sure. Thank you very much. That was the network once again.
I'm calling from Switzerland.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I've been following this program for since December. I heard this was my SOP and a Biafra issue, and which is very interested to me. And this is my dream to fight and to defend my mother's land, and which is every day I'm crying and dying over it. Since then, I've been trying to get online, but whenever I call, they're too much busy on blockage or people calling. Anyway, I'm happy to hear my voice on the air today. And everybody, I greet everybody, all the Biafra fans around the globe. Director, I support you so much, I don't know what to say, but to say that I'm a hardcore guy who volunteer my soul to defend my mother's land, which is Biafra.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's my wish, and not...
Yes. Go ahead.
Not into this land, Biafra. This...
It's breaking. Munachi, can you hear me? He cannot hear me. Can he? He cannot hear me. The zoo is very bad, but stay where you are. We'll come back to you. Don't disengage. Munachi, we cannot hear you. Stay where you are. I have a caller on the universal line. I also have one on the other telephone line as well. The caller on the telephone line, not on the universal line, on the local number here. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
Yes, please, my dear brother. I'm talking to you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Director. Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Anyoji Chidebere. I am calling from Germany, Augsburg.
From Augsburg in Germany.
Yeah, Director.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Please. I want to announce our meeting coming up on Sunday, 8th February. please, I want to use this opportunity to invite everybody living in Augsburg and Witten to inform them about our meeting coming up on Sunday by 3 o'clock. Please, I want everybody to turn up in mask and come. You know the venue of our meeting, in Friedberg. The postcode is 6316 Friedberg. Please, I want everybody to come on Sunday by 3 o'clock. We have an important issue to discuss. Thank you so much for coming, and God bless you.
Thank you very much.
I wish you good night, and God bless you also.
And God bless you. God bless you, my dear brother. God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We lost our dear brother Bonachi. I think he's calling from Switzerland. If he calls us back, please, I want him to try and call back. And he should keep trying until he gets through. I have a caller on the universal line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Emeka Onyebuchi. I am the National Coordinator of the Indigenous People of Biafra in the United Kingdom.
Yes, Onyebuchi, go ahead.
I wish to thank you, Director, for work towards the restoration of Biafra. Also wish to thank Uchime for who has been working away behind the scene night and day. And our commander, that is COC, Mazi Ruanya, who has added color to the office of COC. And our head of Directorate of State, Mazi Asibu, and Mazi Edozim, our continental rep. Also to all the principal offices, Festus of London, and all the hardcore Biafrans in London, Ifeanyi of Manchester, Jude of Sheffield, Ben of Leeds, Emma of Nottingham, Henry of Wolverhampton and Birmingham, Wachubu of Scotland. As a matter of urgency, we need more zones around the UK. Please, if you are a Biafran living around Coventry area, can you call Mr. George on 07456311269? I repeat, if you are living around Coventry area, can you please call Mr. George on 07456369? Again.
Sorry, say the number again, please. The last number, repeat. The last number, please. The last number, repeat for us.
Okay, it's 07456311269. Again, if you are living around Bath, Bristol, Wiltshire, Somerset, and Avon countries, please, can you contact Mr. Mazi David Mba on 07404621804. Again, Mr. David Mba on 07404621804. Please, we expect Biafrans residing in and around Northern Ireland, Newcastle, Plymouth area to call me on 07733026381. I repeat, you can call me if you want to start a Biafran family in Northern Ireland, Newcastle, Plymouth, and all the surrounding on 07733026381 for further information. For the monthly contribution, I want to remind all our zones that our cutoff date is still the 10th of every month, as a matter of fact. Also, we have sent out the IPOB UK online account, where each zone will pay in their contributions for an onward remittance to Germany. Please make sure you put your zone's name and the month as reference. Also, for the Biafra Defense Fund, I would like everyone paying into the account which you have sent out to all the zones to pay in using their names as a reference, even if it's part payment, and putting BDF at the end, which stands for Biafra Defense Fund. So if you pay into the account, put your name as reference and BDF as, you know, so that we can notify that the money you pay in is for Biafra Defense Fund. Finally, I would like to advise those who has been urging our director to please start something, or who have left the struggle because they believe that Mr. Kanu is not quick to start something. I have this to tell them. Life is all about timing. The unreachable becomes reachable. The unavailable becomes available. The attainable becomes attainable. The unattainable becomes attainable. Have patience. Wait it out. It is all about timing. I have learned a lot that people did. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. By working together to restore Biafra, we will make our people beings once again. Thank you, Director, for all your work at Biafra.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. You are kind. Thank you very much for your kind words. I had somebody calling us from a number registered in Delaware, USA. And when I pick your call, please, you remain where you are. Do not disengage. My dear brother Onyebuchi is the coordinator of the whole of the United Kingdom. UK has never failed us in the past, and I hope and pray they don't fail us in the future. Ekwensu Basilike, the United Kingdom stood very still and withstood that very storm from the forces of darkness, and today they remain very resolute. They remain very strong as always, and we thank them for all the work that they are doing, along with every principal officer of state who continue in one capacity or the other to serve Biafra in truth and honesty. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. And this is Radio Biafra Woman. People say, oh, start something. We started something prematurely and we lost. Start something means guns and bullets. You can't start something that you cannot sustain or win. I want to start something when we will win, and we will start something. I said this year we march at the appropriate time with the appropriate materials. Then the whole world will know that we have reason never to go back. Radio Biafra is an example of that. That once we have commenced something, we do not retreat. We do not surrender. We go forth until we accomplish it. Other people tried what we are doing today and they couldn't sustain it because it wasn't planned properly. I love to do things very well. I love planning very well, and this won't be an exception. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go to the line again and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
On the universal line, yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm calling from Spain. My name is Isaac Igwema.
Isaac, please turn your system down because it's interfering with our broadcast. Your radio, I can hear it. Your system is talking. Please turn it down or turn it off so that we can hear you. Turn it down or turn it off. Turn your system down or off. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I hear you. I go out from the...
That is better.
Yeah, direct?
Yes, please.
Okay. Director, I'm calling because I hear the when Nenya is calling of people who are not paid.
Yes.
I must be honest with you. When we do meeting on Saturday, we have our three months payment. But the guy living in the Victoria is not around to help us to ship the money. So when I called the guy, he promised me that on Wednesday, he's going to put the money, fish tomorrow. So and I hope you, we are going to put the 3 months money tomorrow. So please, director, I can say we are very sorry for announcing our name today, because last time Aikedu said that we are going to pay the money on Monday, which is yesterday. But the guy promised me that tomorrow he's going to put the money. That's why I'm calling now. So director, please, thank you. We are going to pay the 3 months money as from tomorrow, Wednesday. Thank you very much, director.
Thank you very much, and let it be as you have said. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is ceaseless. We continue to do this very work because Chukwa Biama is God. That is why we do what we do, and that is why Biafra is going to come in truth and honesty. If you have never before considered educating your people, you may want to do so now. We cannot go to people individually, or we get on a bus like those that sell one product or the other and begin to educate our people. We need a mass way to educate them. Please go and make sure you install satellite. It doesn't matter. CHK is coming, that is true, to areas where we have not covered yet. And then I will not say much on the other one. But please also ensure you install satellite in your family homes here. Very, very important. Yes, can you hear me?
Hello, director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, good evening, director. My name is Ndubuisi Osu Ala from Umudiku Mogum, Idato South, in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Netherlands. Good evening, brothers, and good evening all the IPOB family around the world. I thank you, director, for your effort and for your endless effort towards the restoration of Biafra. Please, director, I want to use this opportunity to announce our forthcoming general meeting on this Saturday, that all the members of IPOB living in Netherlands, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, we are inviting all of you to please come and join us. As
we have lost you, Oswala, can you hear me? That is what we are suffering here. The networks are so unreliable. Just like that.
Friends, yes. And those who have been touched with the spirit of Chukwa Biama, I mean the spirit of freedom, so that you will be able, because the truth has made you to be free from doubt and from captivity, from two-minded, from reluctancy. So I hope that you are coming out, we contribute more for our restoration of our own nation, great nation, Biafra. So our time is 4 p.m. and our general meeting we hold at our hall, city hall, where we are gathering every first Saturday of every month. Please, for those who have not come there or the new members who have joined us last week, the address is Golden Leon, number 900. At Gazenhof, those who are coming with a vehicle, for them to come successfully with a good directive, they should use the directive Tonton with this postcode 1103KK. They will be able to navigate and get a good direction to come to our meeting, 4 p.m. Biafra time. And the phone number they will call in case if they are missing road is 068-6394-281 or 068-5764-986. Please, all our secret listeners, I mean those our members of Biafra family who have not joined, members of Biafra who have not joined the family of Biafra IPOB in Netherlands. Those who are willing now, please come out come and contribute the opinion. Come and pay your BDF if you are proving that you are a Biafra. Come and support us for monthly dues so that we'll be able to rise up and make this our vision a reality. Because when we promise, we deliver. So why can't you join us in order to make it happen? I believe that as you come out, God will open all your ways to know that he who trusts in God will never slumber nor perish. But victory is our own portion. This is victory of freedom. Without freedom, there's nothing you can do. No matter how your wisdom and knowledge is, you can never contribute anything that will alleviate us from this bondage. Only when you come out in truth and in spirit. Because freedom of justice will never go along with any compromise. That is why, please, my brothers, my sisters, our relatives, and lovers of freedom, friends of Biafrans, come out this forthcoming Saturday, 4 p.m., with all this reference number. You can contact us and come. God will bless you. Chukwu Adeoma will bless you and sustain you and protect your way and restore our great nation, Biafra. May God bless you, our director, Nnamdi Kanu. May God bless all the indigenous people of Biafra and all the principal officers working with us so that this, our mission, will be accomplished. We have come out and we believe that this is the year. Thank you, director.
Thank you very much. I say, he said to that. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you. Good morning from Japan.
And also, good evening from here. Please go ahead.
Thank you, director. My name is Celestino Keke. I'm from R&B Zab in Biafra land. By the special grace of God, the coordinator of Nadia Zone here in Japan. Director, I want to thank you for all you have done and where you have been and what you are about to do. I know it's not easy at all. We will continue to support you, no matter how. We will continue. Director, I want to make a couple of announcements. Can I go ahead?
You may go ahead and announce. Please go ahead. Yes.
Thank you, Director. Yeah, in Nadia Zone, we'll be having our meeting on the 7th of February, 2015. And the venue is Naka Sports Center here in Nagoya. Please call and come all. And as you are coming, please, I want you to come with your defense fund, those that have not paid, and also with your monthly bills. It's very, very important. That's why we are gathering here. And at the same time, our meeting is also coming up in Osaka. Osaka Zone is having their meeting on the 8th of February, 2015, at Stuck's Place, known as Live Bar at Namba. Time is 5 p.m. prompt. Don't forget to inform your friends as well. In Osaka, if you need your way or want to know the place exactly, you can call 090-911-56662 or 090-667-63889. And the PRO there is HZONA. Please contact him for more information. It's very important that we continue to come out now that we are needed mostly. Yeah, Director, the other time I made a suggestion, I don't know if the network permitted me, many people that missed that other time. I know if I can still suggest what I suggested the other
time.
Yes,
go ahead and do so. Yes, I think the network was cutting in. Yeah, go ahead, yes.
Yeah, I said that the amount of call we have in Radio Biafra is too much. Sometimes we need so many calls and so many ideas that may be more valuable to us. And I suggested that if you can create what you call short code messages, it could be international or local here in Biafra, where we can tap in and send our, maybe any debate is going on, we can easily send in our own ideas. And if you have somebody that can assist you to read it out for others to know, yes, this is the suggestion coming from social place. When we tap, you put our name, and like example, I'm from Japan, I have my name, so that's me, so, and so, and the other one from another area. Such way we can reduce the call that coming into the system and get more information from our listeners. I think that would be a good idea if it be adopted.
It's a very good idea, and I listened to you, although the network didn't allow other people to grab it. I listened to you, and as soon as we put everything in place, which we expect it to happen before the end of next week, then we shall have that in place. And I will also have people who will be able to help with reading out such messages, which is very, very important. It's a very good idea. Something I should say that we have taken on board, and someone will be there to read all these things out. So thank you very much for that. And I am also very, very happy that our people in Japan, after a period of hiatus, is once again waking up to their responsibilities, because Japan is also the land of the rising sun. So our people there must also rise up to take their responsible position in this very effort, in this very project that Biafra may come in our lifetime. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra once again. Of course, our lines, I expect them to play up, which they are doing right now because of where we are in, but we have continued to do this very work. As I have said, or as I did say earlier on before we commenced, that I will endeavor to try and make up any shortfall, which I'm sure that we are doing right now, this very second. Thank you very much, wherever you are, all over the world. We have come to you today. We are going to come to you tomorrow. And it has been mentioned to me that our AM broadcast is important, and that is also coming back. I will be also speaking to my deputy HMFO to see what we can do to ensure that the AM comes on every blessed day, as well as the PM as well. Thank you very much, wherever you are. And as always, and without fail, without any prevarication, without retreating and without surrendering, without fear nor favor, I boldly declare that Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because only Chukwu Abiama can be God. Only Chukwu Abiama is worthy of worship. Therefore, he will bless, guide, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, most critically, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening, wherever you are. And from me, from here, this very day, the third day of February 2015, it is simply good evening.
Oh, hail Biafra.